Mission Network News, 4 to Happen at Version, Thursday, August 26th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Floodwaters are receding in Bangladesh, but needs are great. Growth comes to a Christian school in South Africa, and a church body in the Caribbean celebrates its differences. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today at the Olympics, where the extreme heat in Greece is providing a wonderful opportunity for ministry. AMG International is partnering with other agencies and local believers for Flame 2004. As part of the outreach, AMG's Fotis Romeos says they're operating 5 cool zones.
We are distributing free cold water with a smile and a Christian testimony to the people and the visitors of Athens Olympics. We will be distributing more than 100,000 bottles of cold water, trying to reach out people, welcome them in Athens, and also have a chance to share with them the gospel.
Tracks are attached to the bottles, and many are responding. Romeos is very excited about another outreach called Operation Gideon.
300 people have gone to 40 Greek islands, and after 3 days of fasting and prayer, now they're distributing New Testaments and other Christian literature to different homes all over Greece. They aim to visit 150,000 homes.
Next, floodwaters are beginning to recede in Bangladesh, but that only means more help is needed. Dozens of people have died of snake bites, drinking water is contaminated, and food and medicine are scarce. Millions of people are homeless. Since ION Network is already working in Bangladesh, they're raising money to provide medical and other assistance to those in need. Their team is providing a channel of hope, both physically and spiritually. Pray that many come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Former rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo have pulled out of the power-sharing government. Their move could threaten the carefully crafted peace process and plunge the country back into war. However, Hope International's Peter Greer says they decided to give major attention to Congo to help the church body rebuild.
The difference with Hope is that we're trying to do it in a post-conflict setting. So obviously all of the trouble that Congo has been through, we're trying to show that there are groups of believers who are ready to start rebuilding their own country, and they're not just waiting for external aid to help get them out of poverty.
Greer says their microcredit program just began in June, and there are a lot of needs that correspond with their growth. He urges prayer.
The challenge is always just continued peace and stability in the Congo. It is a land that has known so much pain and suffering over the past number of years through war, and so really just keeping the environment stable so that the work can continue.
We turn next to South Africa, where the Association of Christian Schools hopes to begin construction on a school in Jeffreys Bay. The school has seen enormous growth since its beginning in 1998 and needs more room for an anticipated high school in 2007. ACSI asks prayer for the core group of individuals who will help the school with this project. Staff members work to educate children and young people with the mind of Christ. Their goal is to develop role models reaching their peers with the reality of Christ Jesus. And the differences in the church body on the island of Hispaniola are what's helping it become a rising star amongst the mission-minded in the Caribbean. Christian Resources International's Brian Morgan explains their involvement.
There's very little theological material and biblical reference in the French Creole for the Haitians. They're using Dominicans and using our theological material in Spanish to train Dominican church planters who also speak the Haitian Creole, and then they go and plant churches in Haiti.
Morgan says CRI is looking for materials in French, Haitian Creole, and Spanish. Their hope is to give a church planter a usable theological education library. The project presents another issue.
What we need are American sponsors who will provide the $75 sponsorship that it'll take to provide that material to the Dominican pastors.
Go to our website for more details on Christian Resources International. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.